We're like gold diggers. Tunneling through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth our weight in salt.
Every night, every night and day, we hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. Just come on, people wouldn't have no money. You're supposed to plan it to go where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you, both the rich and the poor.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. How are you doing? It's 17 minutes past 12. It's a beautiful Thursday. We're glad to be here. I'm happy to be here. I hope you are happy to be there. We're 24 hours a day. We're 7 days a week. Plus, my digital guy, Dikpo, told me that now the Sunny Side has a podcast. So, you have to be on our website to pretty much listen to the podcast, meaning now that peradventure you miss out on any part of the show, then now you might be able to catch up on it. Yeah. Many of you have asked me about a podcast for my show. And honestly, I didn't even know how else to take on that responsibility. And as such, I didn't quite give you an answer. So I'm happy. I'm grateful for the team I work with, because they kind of just really make my life better. I really try to be on social media. You have absolutely no idea the effort it takes for me to be on social media. I'm not a multitasker. I'm not learning it. I'm not trying. I'm on one thing per time. I'm not picking my nose and scratching my hair. No, I don't know. No. I like to just focus on something, get it done. Do you know how to multitask? Culture told women. I think this is probably a rebellion against culture. You know, our culture told women, you know, because you can multitask, you do the plenty physical work, you know, like, so I've heard women who actually honestly brag about their supernatural ability to do five things at a time. Actually, I can't. Like, if I'm making stew, I can't be making soup. I just can't. So if once the tomato is cooking, I'll wait. Look, I can't cook except my cake is already in the oven. Huh? I can't cook and bake at the same time. So I'm not even trying to impress culture. I don't want the validation. I don't want the applause. I don't want the crown. I don't want the glory that comes from society. I don't do it. I'm not learning it. Never will. I keep it. One at a time. I think the only thing I do multitasking is sleep and think. I think that's the only... Yeah, because maybe in that moment, it's not necessarily thought as much as it is vision. So sometimes I realize that I'm sleeping, but my mind is still working. Yeah. But then I wake up, like, refreshed. And so sometimes I sleep, wake up in the dead of night, and I have to think about what I just saw. My life is a movie. I have to wake up and think about my visions and by the way, really, it's very humbling to know that some people have the capacity to multitask, men and women alike. But I think more women, because I hear men tell women that they can't multitask, but that it is inherent in the nature of the woman to multitask. And I just sit and I just think about, I just hear that line. And this is the privilege of the people who think. We slice one sentence in 50 different ways and then we sieve through everything. And we're like, you know, that's nonsense you just said. But then again, if it's popular in society, well, yeah. So no, I don't know how to multitask, and I'm not learning to multitask. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. But on the show, I try. to think and speak to you at the same time. That's a lot of work. Beautiful Thursday. If you're driving, drive carefully. And yes, so now you can get out, you can catch the podcast on our website, and you can catch up on a part of the show that you might have missed. And do remember that you also have the opportunity to leave me your thoughts on some of the topics you think you want us to analyze here. So I've actually realized that the way the Sunnyside is fashioned, some people are now articulating their wildest thoughts. I think that's beautiful. So maybe you didn't have a platform where you could just share the weirdness in your head. Or maybe, yeah, the rumbling in your soul. And sometimes when you say something, some people think, what is this one saying? Is there money, you know? Sometimes society makes you feel like if it's not about money, it doesn't count for anything. Well, thank God for radio. Thank God for 99.3 Nigeria Info. So now, yes, you can leave me a note as to some of the subjects you think you'd like for us to consider on radio, and we'll certainly fashion our time and make that a reality. All right. And then in the month of March, we are hoping to begin again SME Africa. SME Africa is a platform where young Nigerian business owners who have been in business for at least 2 years pretty much are telling their story and their experiences with us. They're sharing that with us on radio. So it's not for the big names, the big brands, the big companies. No, it's for the small people that nobody knows. Yeah, people who pretty much would like to share their success stories, share their debt reality, share their fears, and maybe also highlight from their perspective the uncertainties that come with just doing business in Nigeria. So SME Africa, the anticipation is to start in March. If you're a small business, you fit into that category, you've been in business for at least 2 years, send us an email at thesmeafrica@gmail.com. Yeah, at thesmeafrica@gmail.com. thesmeafrica@gmail.com. Got that? Okay, and then Confessions Thursday begins. My name is Joyce. Off on a break. We'll be right back. The sun rises here. You're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Thursdays on radio, Confessions Thursday. After that, we go into the Lords of Logic. So first, Confessions, you call in, you do not say your name, and you tell us your life's reality. Yeah? You tell us what it is you have encountered in life, something that would appear to be a secret, something you did, maybe you regret, something you did, maybe not so proud of, something that happened with you, to you, or about you, because of
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Okay, yes, I was telling you about things you should expect happening today. Just a Minute is one of it. So at 12:55, you'll have the opportunity to win some money thanks to our sponsors, Credit Veil. What? 2:55? Bless your heart. I can't multitask. 2:55. You would have the opportunity to win some money courtesy of the sponsors, Credit Veil. Thanks to Nigeria Info for making that even happen for you all together. All right, so that, and then after Confessions Thursday, would bring to you Lords of Logic. On Lords of Logic today, start thinking about it. On Lords of Logic today, who are the gods of your fathers? Yeah, look, that idea, the thought of it, is so ambiguous that I think you need some time to think about it. Because sequel to that very idea of who the gods of your fathers are would be whether you feel that you should go back to them. Because some of you, you're in the wild. I mean, you're in the streets, and it don't quite appear that you're in connection with anything. Or maybe, I think, honestly, I'm speaking, my statement is more targeted towards people who feel that religion is a problem. We've heard that I've heard it so many times. And yes, I have analyzed, I've lacerated that very idea with some reason. And I realize, in my opinion, that religion is not the problem. The people are the problem. It's like saying marriage is the problem. No, marriage is not the problem. The people in the marriage is the problem. Society isn't the problem. It's the people in society that are the problem. The knife isn't the problem. It's the person with the knife that is the problem. The gun isn't the problem. It's the man with the gun. Say, you know, the woman with the gun. And when you think about it, you might have, say, a contrary view. Yeah, and hopefully would have the opportunity to talk about that. So think about the gods of your father and see whether you made the right decision to be either godless or godly, or whether you have given it some thought and you would like to go find, I mean, pay the gods of your father a visit and see, maybe they might just really hold the key to your destiny, because you've been searching for it too long. I mean, it's Nigeria even your destiny? Some questions like that. When you think about it, I believe you can actually pry the idea with some logic, and you can come up with some things I haven't mentioned. So when you have the opportunity at 1:30 on Lords of Logic, yes, the platform will be yours. When you call in now, you do not say your name. Confessions Thursday is up next. 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to the show. Hello. Hello. Sorry, I lost you. Please call back. And when you call in, please turn off the volume of your radio set. All right. We're Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon. Our friend, what's your name?
Hello.
Turn off your radio.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession. Please, I sent a message for you on Messenger. I want to tell you something. Please, help me and check.
Which messenger now? WhatsApp message?
Facebook. Yes, Facebook Messenger, please.
Facebook message? Can you send WhatsApp?
I don't have your private number now.
No, but let me give you our WhatsApp number. So you send it to me on WhatsApp, all right?
Okay.
What's your name so I know who I'm looking for? What's your name?
Fevo Gochukwu.
Okay, all right. Okay, great then. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Fevo Ogochukwu. Yeah, so I'm going to give to you our WhatsApp number right away. And please send it to me on WhatsApp. Yeah. Remember, I can't multitask, so I can't be on radio and be on Facebook at the same time. 0700-993-993-993. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I just have something I want to report.
Yeah, sure. What do you want to report? Who do you want to report?
I want to report what the GTB bank did to me about last week. GTB has started debiting my account without my intention.
What are they debiting your account for?
I didn't know. I have not done anything on the POS. I have seen the POS.
Have you gone to your bank to ask them what the debit's about?
Yeah, I went to bank and complained about it. They told me it's going to take 47 days. I said, for what?
You went to a bank and your bank told you it would take 47 days.
Yes, and they are not going to reverse the money. Actually, the money I have not used. I have not purchased anything on.
Call your lawyer. Call a lawyer. That sounds like, if you have a case, that sounds like something you might, you know, have a fight over. If you have a case, yeah. So either the bank takes less than 47 days to help a customer out. Are you sure you went to your bank and they told you 47 days?
I went to my bank and confirmed the money would have went to another place. Why did they debited my account without my intention? You understand? They debited my account. I woke up in the morning, I saw a lot of 6,000. After that day, I was like, maybe the money would have been.
Does somebody have your PIN and you are unaware? Is it possible someone has?
I have my PIN. The ATM are with me. You understand?
Okay, wait. Please wait. The debits, how much are they? What's it? What does it total around?
The total is 18,000. Yeah. They debited 6,000, 3 days. That is 18,000. So I reported it. They said they don't know about it. Okay, I see. This money passed to somebody's account.
Okay, so I think you should go back to your bank, ask to see the manager. If a staff told you 47 days, that's some weird stuff. And maybe that staff shouldn't be on the front line. But maybe it was the best that they could give to help the situation in that moment. Please go back to your bank. Ask to speak with the manager. The manager should be able to give you greater clarity as to why the debits, you know, is reoccurring and for what reason. If it's a problem on their end, it's an easy fix. Yeah, I think if it's a problem on their end, it's an easy fix. If it's not, I mean, you just want to be sure that the problem is not from you. Once you're able to establish that, then yeah, the bank knows what to do. I don't even have to say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well. That's how we begin Thursday's Confessions. Hello, welcome to the Nigeria Info. What's your name? Real quick, WhatsApp number 080-959-75805. That's for WhatsApp. You send a WhatsApp. Don't video call me. Don't voice call me. WhatsApp. Thank you. 080-959-75805 on WhatsApp. And if you're calling in, 0700-993-993-993. Confessions Thursday, when you're calling, you do not say your name. Let's hear your private stories. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have
a confession? Yeah, the guy that just laid the complaint, let him write to CBN, let him write to the bank and copy CBN. They'll react before that for 47 days. Just, we don't know our rights in this country. That's why the bank take us for a play. Let him write to the bank and copy CBN. There's a particular department in CBN. When they copy CBN, they will call him back within 1 week to come and rectify his problem.
Thank you very much. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. Yeah. Turn off your radio. Thank you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. You have a confession?
But I wouldn't want to go to the convention. I just wish I could make a complaint.
No, this is not a complaint center. I have a show to run.
Exactly. Something just related to what the GTD guy just spoke about.
No. Let's wait for 1 o'clock, please. Just call me back at 1 o'clock. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Confession Thursday. Welcome. Hello, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Hello?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
I have.
All right. Let's hear you then. Go ahead.
My current wife.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, my wife. My beautiful wife. The one that the universe has sent to me. I snatched her from my friend.
I mean, you're contradicting yourself. The universe sent to you someone you snatched from a friend? Yeah? Hello, my friend. You snatched her. The universe didn't send her to you. Hello? Hello?
I'm married to you.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. It's so bad. This crack is so bad. I do apologize. You might have to hang up and call back. I'm sorry about the inconvenience. Have you turned off your radio? Have you turned off your radio? That's like...
Yes, I'm off my radio.
Okay, do you have a confession?
I have a confession, Joyce.
Yeah.
My confession goes like this. In this life, people will be calling someone ignorant. Up to this day, I realize that anytime someone call me ignorant, I try to identify the word ignorant. I can't even really see what they are talking about.
It's all right. Take your time. Life is a learning plane.
Wait. Joyce.
Do you have a confession?
That is my confession. Please make me understand when someone is ignorant.
Well, that's your responsibility. If someone calls you ignorant, they're referring to something. So two things are possible. The possibility that that's a lie, or the accuracy of the fact that that's a truth. So you have to determine whether they're right or wrong. That's your prerogative.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
very much for calling. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome, it's Confessions Thursday. Hello. I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. Please call back. We're Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Welcome, Confessions Thursday. You here? Hello?
No.
Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio! Have you done that? All right, you're going to have to hang up and call back. I'm not sure why that connection isn't as seamless as it should be. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a complaint. Please, I'm living in Obalende. NEPA, they give me crazy bill.
Hello, please. Can you call me back at 1 p.m.?
1 p.m. I'm trying your number. You know the answer. Just get locked now.
Well, yeah, try again. You're going to be lucky by 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. What's the email address for Complaints Commission? Can somebody help me out with that? The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
All right, please go ahead.
Okay.
Turn off your radio.
Sorry, I've done that.
All right, thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. There is this girlfriend of my back 2 years ago. So I impregnated her. I denied the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Because she was Yvonne's girl. So I couldn't accept that kind of pregnancy, knowing that she was Yvonne's girl. The child couldn't be mine, so I left her alone to deal with the problem.
The child
herself.
Couldn't be yours.
Yeah.
But were you meeting with her?
Yeah, I was meeting with her.
But you just felt it couldn't be yours.
Yeah, because she was the one girl.
Okay.
So I don't know what really happened between the child and the girl now, and I don't know, like, I just wish anywhere she is right now, like, she just, like, because I've been having a guilt, like, I've been feeling this guilt inside of me since then.
So how long have you been feeling guilty?
I left her 2 years ago, so...
You've been feeling guilty the last 1 year?
Yeah, last 1 year.
Okay. So you want to go look for her?
Something like that, and apologize, because I still feel the child is not mine, because...
I think it's interesting that you feel the child is not yours, but you're also feeling guilty at the same time. Now, those are two extreme battles.
Yeah, I'm feeling because I know the girl, like, she was in love with me, but I just couldn't accept the fact that she was also sleeping around when she was dating.
So somewhere in your mind, you believe the child isn't yours?
Yeah.
Then why are you feeling guilty?
I don't know, the way I left with the pregnancy.
Was it unceremonial? It wasn't necessarily the best way to leave.
Yeah.
So you want to look for her and then see whether you can confront that question of whether the baby is yours?
I don't really know if she gave birth to the baby or if she did abortion. I don't know, because I just left her, so I don't know what happened next. I haven't seen her the past 1 year now.
So what are you going to do about the guilt?
That I don't know. That I'm not sure.
Well, I think you should think about it. There's got to be something you can do about that. All right. You might need to take your time and think about that. Thank you very much for calling. 0700-993-993-993. When you're calling, please turn off the volume of your radio set. It is Confessions Thursday, where you can share with us something private, maybe a secret, something you regret, something you were sad about, something that changed you, something that brought you into the future, something that you lost, something that happened to you, broke you. I mean, it's different things for different people. So Confessions Thursday allows us to know what it is with you. Welcome. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
My name is Benjamin Ocha Igege.
Do you have
I'm
a confession?
Calling for Lekki. Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
You get one company where I worked with them before. They hold me 3 months salary. Out now, they normally pay me. Yesterday, I went there, went to my office and told me, they no go pay me the money. That is why I want to report to Nigeria for.
Yeah. All right. So we're just a radio station. You would have to... I'll redirect you to a commission where you can lay your complaints, all right? Thank you very much. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Sorry about that. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome. How are you?
Hello.
Turn off your radio.
Yeah, I've done that.
Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, please. I'm Dimeji. I'm calling from...
Do you have a confession? Sorry.
Yes, I do. And then my heart aches each time I remember the evil acts I did.
Okay.
I'm an usher in the church. Hello?
I'm with you.
I'm an usher in the church some years back, and I was in charge of the offering. And sincerely, I was taking part of the offering. Are you listening, please?
I am.
Now, I've left the department. I'm no more there. The sad thing about the whole issue is, after taking the money, I will use it to take my girlfriend out. I will use the money to treat the girl. At the end of the day, the girl messed me up. I was now saying I was cheating God to commit adultery or fornication or whatever. Two sins, two great sins along each other. This act has troubled my mind for so long. I've been trying to pay back the money I stole, but I didn't have the mind to tell my pastor that I did it. And I don't really know how to handle that.
So first of all, have you stopped? You say you've left the department, yeah? And the girl left you as well?
Yeah.
So what is your aim? Is it to move on and be forgiven?
Already I've moved on.
Okay.
The money I'm using to whatever I do with this girl is evil in the first place.
Okay.
The act of even moving with the girl is another evil.
I mean, you know all your evils. It kind of just helps the situation.
But then I didn't know I was doing something so bad. I was just, because nobody was seeing me. But I know God saw me.
So do you want to confess to your pastor?
That's my greatest wahala now.
Okay. Well,
I don't know how to handle that.
Do you believe you need his forgiveness?
I need forgiveness.
From whom God. Now?
From God.
So have you spoken to God about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
My heart, I've confessed to God.
Yeah.
But now somebody is saying I need to confess openly.
Who's saying
and
that?
And I can't handle that.
Who's saying that?
People. You know, when I didn't tell them the act, like I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
Just like by play by play. Just tell people, this thing happened though. You need, pastor. You need to go and tell the pastor. So I was trying with style to get opinion of people.
Okay. For me, what I think is necessary is that you are really sorry about what you did. So sorry terribly, that it puts you to shame.
Terribly sorry. Messed up myself before God.
All right. And I feel that it's God's place to forgive sins. I can't even tell you any more than you have told yourself. I can't tell you any more than your conscience has told you.
How can somebody be stealing in church and be using me to commit fornication?
Look, every man's got his own problem. I got mine. I like that you are full aware. And the problem is, the more you say it, it appears that I'm convinced that you're aware of the gravity of your error. So now your conscience and your God are the people that really have to tug it out. And if you say you have gone to God and you have asked for forgiveness, well, that would only be applicable if you are thoroughly, if you're sincerely sorry, so ashamed of your act that talking about it probably even puts the disgrace on your face. Then I think that's okay. I don't think you need to go to the pastor, but if your conscience feels that you must, then you must. If your conscience feels, you know, guy, we need to do this right, and right means go and meet the man and say, I'm sorry I did this to you, then you must. If you stole from the church, and, I mean, that's God's money.
Yeah.
Then that's it's God. Money. It's God.
Even if I
was
stolen the money and give it to the needy, maybe my conscience would be clearer.
No. My father would say there's no right way to do the wrong thing. So you don't steal money and give it to the needy. I don't see this. I don't see the righteousness in that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no right way to do a wrong thing. And I really agree with that philosophy. So what's wrong is wrong. If stealing is wrong, then giving stolen money to the needy, I don't think it kind of justifies the reason to steal. I don't think so. I mean, maybe your God might think differently, but I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, thank you, Joyce.
Thank you very much.
Your station is the best station in the world.
Thank you very much for stating the truth.
I'm glad we have Nigeria Info in Nigeria.
I'm glad we do. Thank you. Thank you very much. The Sunny Side. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce. You do not say your name. We're happy to have you. Go ahead. Turn off your radio. Welcome.
Hello.
Do you have a confession?
No. I just want to reply to what the man, the last caller, just said.
Okay.
Concerning stealing this money. Thank God. I think one thing is that thank God for he has realized his mistake and he has asked for forgiveness. He should first of all forgive himself for stealing that money. Stealing itself is bad. God's money is meant for God's house. Pardon me.
You cannot forgive yourself if your offense is against someone else. I'm sorry. How did you arrive at forgiving yourself? You can't forgive yourself.
What I mean is that as long as he has realized his mistake and is ready, first of all, he has to go and restitute. He has to see the pastor and confess. Because there are a series of such cases that someone will go to the pastor, the church of God, to steal clock or whatever thing. Because there is a cost attached to such things. God's house. So that's the reason why he has to go to the church and confess. Even it may not be openly to the pastor, so that the pastor can pray for him. Because he did not steal outside. It's in God's house. It's God's money.
Okay.
Even if it's a pastor that steals, he must confess to the pastor on that parish.
Okay.
So he has to see the pastor privately and ask for forgiveness of sins. And ask the pastor to pray for him. And God will forgive him. I think that he has realized that he should forgive himself, because there are some cases. There is a case of a woman of God that the husband, who is the pastor, she went to sleep outside the matrimonial home and she felt so bad. So for years he has been carrying that guilt. He has confessed to God, he has asked for forgiveness, he has been weeping and all these things. So a day she came to one church and immediately she knelt down. The pastor told her that what sin did you commit?
Okay.
Making your life like this.
All right. Okay.
Let me finish this.
No, I'm sorry. I have to let other people speak. I do apologize. We're trying to really manage time here. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to on somebody's this very last caller.
Okay, real quick.
Josh, my name is Mazu. There is nothing he could do in this world. When he realizes it, he's forgiven.
Sorry?
Whoever he did it to.
Sorry?
Are you hearing me?
Sorry, bring it back.
If you do anything against anybody in this world, whatever he do to the person, and they realize that you are wrong, and you don't want to be wrong anymore in life, you just cancel it. That I would never be wrong again in my life. And there's no anybody owe for that. Because nobody is clean. But if you much as you know that you cannot go back to wrong, that you stay to right, you don't need to go to anybody, forgive me, to do that. It doesn't matter. That is my own opinion in life.
Thank you very
much. If you do bad and realize that you do bad, all you got to do, if you like pray, you don't like to pray, but to just vow that you can never go to anything wrong, that you don't know what is wrong, and you could never attempt to wrong again. And that day, the name of Oyster Abinama will start from you, because you have already made a full stop. I'm not going to do wrong again. Then you move to Oyster Abinama, what about the burden?
Thank you very much. All right, thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah, my name is...
Hold on. You're not supposed to say your name. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession. I just asked them I should return our money back.
What man should return your money? The one who stole the money?
Who stole from the church.
Thank you very much. All right, good. Okay, so hopefully he's listening. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. Do you have a confession?
No.
What do you want to talk about?
Let me kind of like shake the table a bit.
Sorry?
I want to shake the table a bit.
I didn't get that. Could you bring it back?
I said I want to shake your table a bit.
Okay, no, there's no time to shake tables around here. Do you have a confession?
No.
If it's a no, I'm going to say thank you very much for calling. The sunny side, good afternoon. Do you have a confession? 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello? Turn off your radio. Thank you very much. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
My name is Joseph from Ekoto.
Do you have a confession?
Please, can I consider the usher in the church?
No, I'm sorry. I would like to take people in their confessions. Thank you very much. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. Do you have a confession?
I have a confession.
Please speak up and go ahead.
My confession is there's one lady, I think it was 2006. This lady, we are related in religion. So we are also fellowship in one church. Both of us are devoted to ourselves to church and in the choir sing. So this girl was a virgin, but I myself was not a virgin. But I stopped and I decided not to commit any fornication then, because I know myself then that both of us are holy then. And this lady is a matured lady. But I myself did not know that she's a virgin, and she did not told me. So one day, she told me concerning what is happening in our own house.
Yeah.
Because her father make an arrangement with one man.
Sorry.
One man.
Hello, my friend. I do apologize. I have to go off on a break, and I don't want to interrupt you when you get into the full, the most interesting part of your story. So please, I'm going to ask you to call back. Or if you can wait, please wait, all right? Or call back. Thank you. Hello. Welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info. So please do us a favor. Turn off your radio when you call in. We're going to be reading your WhatsApp messages in a moment. All right, do me a favor. It'll be really nice if you can just keep the messages concise. The sunny side. It's Confessions Thursday. We're Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome. Hello. Can you hear us? I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. Can you please call back? I do apologize. I really couldn't hear you. Hello, the sunny side.
Hello?
Turn off your radio, please. No. I'm sorry. You might need to find a more quiet space. Yeah, and then call back. The sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
I noticed that I have appetite for older women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. That shouldn't be a problem because I'm not a pedophile. But I don't like ladies of my age or younger ladies. No. So I was being bothered. Like, at the time, I was not like looking back my life.
Mm.
I noticed that this thing started when I was in primary school.
Oh.
Then I was very, very much younger.
Yeah.
So my mom would go drop me off. Or maybe when we come back from school, we have to stay with some aunties in the neighborhood. Then we're living in this kind of, you know what they call face-to-face?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was much younger, like primary 2, primary 3. So these aunties would just, like, take me to their rooms and be...
Oh, you were molested.
I think that would be the right word.
Except you enjoyed it. Even if you enjoyed it, it would still be molestation.
Actually, that then I didn't enjoy anything. But they would tell me, like, if you tell your mom, if you tell your friends, this will happen, that will happen. And I was
afraid.
So scared. To,
how old, like, are you now?
Now I'm 37.
Okay, so let's really go back to where you are today. You were molested back in the day.
Yep.
How does that affect you today?
So it makes me like, so I just grew up like, not like liking older women, 50-year-old, 45 and above, you know. But, I mean, I think this thing affected my psyche in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm really looking for like these aunties, like at least I can remember two of them. But I don't know where they live. I didn't want to like see them. I like tell them, why did you do that? I mean, what was it you were doing with me back in those days that I cannot find them?
So do you think there's a problem with your attraction to older women? It's like young girls who are attracted to older men.
I'm becoming disturbed now because, I mean, what am I doing with a 60-year-old woman, 50-year-old?
It's called attraction. Like, right. That's the thing. There might be something about you that's attracted to older women, except you really think that it's the abuse from your childhood that's pretty much the result of what's happening right now.
I think so.
Yeah, because but that's the thing. You can rule your mind. So if you have an attraction for older women, you can honestly undo that. I mean, it might take a little bit of effort on your part, but that's really what being an adult is, having free will is all about. It might take you a while and some effort and some discipline and some restraint and a lot of willpower to undo that. But undoing that, very possible.
But why did those aunties do that? Why did they do that?
So there's no reason for evil. There's no justification. There's no sensibility. There's no reason. Evil is evil, and evil... The nature of evil is to do things against the good. So the question why, honestly, it's not the right question.
I love my mom. I don't want to blame her. But she was just careless anyway. She was just careless.
So maybe all these things that have happened to you are, say, indicators of what you should choose in your today against your tomorrow. So if you feel your mother was careless, for example, your dad was absent, then you choose against that. That's exactly what evil does when evil chooses against the good. So you choose against that to be a better father, to be a better husband. You choose against that. If somebody molests you, then you don't let somebody molest your children. So you make choices. You have free will.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. You're on the sunny side. It's a beautiful Thursday. My name is Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. I have to quickly go to WhatsApp. She says, okay, my husband listens to your program. So I have a message here. She says, the first line I'm ignoring, but she says, my husband listens to your program. So yeah, when a family listens to Nigeria Info. But she says, and I quote, I've been married for over 20 years now. For these years, I've been enduring instead of enjoying. A lot has happened that made me regret ever getting married. My husband is now seeing a lady. I'm going to confront her today. Please, I'd like for you to call me. I have a lot to tell you. My body is shaking now. Please call me. Please. Okay, I don't even know if I'm going to call you, but first things first, let's straighten this one. You're choosing a wrong battle. You're going to confront the girl. That's you have no business with her. I mean, I think you should meet up with her, buy her dinner, buy her lunch, buy her a cup of wine, ask her how she's doing, ask her about education, Lagos, gist with her, high five her, peace her out, go home. The person you have an issue, if you want to make it an issue, is your husband. He's the one to whom you got married to. He made a commitment, if we can call it that. He made a vow, if we can call it that. And then this happened. So you've been married for 20 years. You've been enduring instead of enjoying. Now your husband is seeing another lady. You want to confront her. Honey, why would you waste such energy fighting the wrong fight? If you really want to have a fight, it's your husband. But then again, think about it. I feel there are some steps you take to prevent some certain outcomes in life. So you're with someone, You know where it's going. A few things have happened. You know whether you should stay or whether you should go. If you want to go, you start making plans to leave. If you're going to stay, so I personally, I think I have a problem with people who see the black and say, you know, it's not necessarily as black as it appears. It looks like off gray. It looks like leather black charcoal tone. Once you start to fine tune that truth that's staring you in the face and piercing you in the heart, then the situation stacks up. The problem stacks up. So I'm thinking maybe in 20 years, there was a time you knew that this thing wasn't working out. You try to salvage it, try to have a conversation, try to confront the problem, and every indicator pointed to the fact that this is not going to work. You wouldn't have been there 20 years. You would have made an earlier decision, cut your losses, start all over again. Maybe if you left 10 years ago, you would know where you are today. But then I realize that some people are afraid to be alone. They stay because it gives them the false sense of security. Or maybe society has told them something. Culture has impressed on their minds or conditioned them to think, oh, well, so where you gonna go? Like, every man is half the same. Or maybe three-quarter the same. Or maybe you've been told all men are the same. There's no point. Stay there. Just keep praying. Then you all go cause traffic. Where's that place again? Beggar. You just cause traffic. Where are you going to? We're going to prayer city. We're going for fasting or we're going for vigil. Then you pray about it. So the problem with praying when the person you're dealing with is deliberately carrying out that action is the prayer can't work until they choose to change. All right. So I think I'm saying all of this to see whether I can emphasize. I understand you're shaking. You're probably very angry. Confronting the girl, no. If you have change on you, call her out. Where are you? Come to Chocolat Royale. Let's have some lunch. Just relax. And yeah, then you look at the guy you're married to. Then you say, you're cheating on me. Should I stay or should I go? Then he'll say, if you like, stay. If you like, go. Then you choose. So I feel many times you're afraid to choose. This conversation about you wanting me to call you is as though you want me to help you choose. You should have chosen 15 years ago. You should have chosen 20 years ago. I mean, I'm not blaming you. I'm saying you have to wake up, look the truth in the eye. Because, you know, it's like evil is daring you. The darkness dares you. So you have to make a decision whether you're going to stay or whether you're going to go. After 20 years and you're sending me a message, evidently you don't like where you are. I mean, you might want to do the traditional thing of calling the elders, let them speak to him, you report him to your pastor, and all those things don't work. Well, maybe it does. Hey, maybe I don't have patience, so maybe those things work. Maybe it's worked for some people. Yeah. I remember a man called me on radio one time, and he said that he was a little reckless when he newly got married, and the wife was so hurt that he didn't know that his actions made his wife cry. And then he said one time he forgot his keys or something. He had left the house and he just ran back to get his keys and he saw his wife crying. And initially he wanted to do the usual, why are you crying? What did I do? Or are you hungry? You know, this usual, I don't really care too much, but you shouldn't be crying. And then he said she wouldn't speak to him and keeps crying. And then he says he listened to her cry and he asked himself why his wife could be crying. And then he said he sat down there. He said he didn't go where he needed to go anymore. He just sat down there and watched her cry. And then he said he later asked her, why are you crying? And she told him what the problem was, and he was the problem. And he said that was the day he changed. So a person has to change. Not that prayer is powerless, but that prayer is an external force. The human is the physical force. And for that external force to have a physical implication, there has to be a channel. And the human is the channel. So if the human is saying, no, I don't want you to work, well, then it's not going to work. And then the other person in the picture has to determine whether stay is what they're going to do and endure, or leave is what they're going to do. I mean, you can try other things like tell your mom about it, let her speak to him, or tell his mom. You can try all those little things. Maybe they work, but don't call that girl and fight her. That's not even the enemy. The enemy is in your bed. 10 minutes past 1 p.m. 0700-993-993-993. Confessions Thursday. Hello. When you calling, turn off your radio. 0700-993-993-993. Confessions Thursday. I'm gonna try call you. I will call you, but I'm hoping that you would have given it some thought before I call you. Think about whether you want to stay or whether you want to go. And maybe it wouldn't have been this bad if you made a decision 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 15 years ago. Confessions Thursday. Hello? Turn off your radio. Speak to us. You have a confession?
Yeah, my radio is off.
Thank you. You have a confession?
Actually, I would say you're a beautiful soul.
So are you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And if you would love to understand why I said so.
Oh.
In relation to what you're talking about today, what I've heard you discuss, you know, if you just play the song Rose Gold by Shekinah.
Okay. Cool FM. Thank you very much.
You're doing a great job, though.
Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. Hello, Confessions Thursday. How are you? Turn off your radio. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
Sure, please go ahead.
My confession goes this way. There is a lady I've known for long now. Been almost 8 years now. That has been planning to marry her. But since 2 years now, I have not had anything with her again. Any of sex. In fact, I don't have feelings again anymore. Even when she comes around to my house, you know, I don't have feelings again anymore. So I don't know. I'm confused. And I still love her, but in that area, even when we stay together, I know when a man and a woman stay together, I know what I'm saying. So I don't have feelings again at all.
So maybe the word is in love now, so we don't complicate the reality. You had an attraction for her before, now you don't. Please don't say you don't know. I have a problem when you say things like you don't know. Because this is your life, and if you look hard enough, you can see the questions and the answers. So you don't have feelings for her, yeah?
Yeah, I don't have feelings for her. I mean, that area of the right side, you know, I don't have feelings. You know?
I mean, you don't mind her as a human being, or as a neighbor, as a sister in class, a sister in church, a friend on the street, but not as a wife, not as a lover. I'm asking, why are you laughing? I'm asking you.
Enjoy.
So you have to be able to call it what it is. Are we going to dance around and waste 5 years? Then you marry and then call it, what is it? Do you know why you're not in love with her anymore?
I don't, you know, that's why
you don't know, but you can establish that there's no feeling, you don't have feelings for her anymore.
I don't have feelings for her anymore.
Have you told her? That's straightforward. Have you told her?
No, I've not done that.
So you want to just try and marry her and see whether the feelings will come back?
But I told somebody, I told one of my guys, he said, well, it's normal, you know. Anytime I put her in the house, maybe I marry her.
That's not normal. That I'm sorry. I disagree. Nah. I disagree. Your friend might be right. The only person who has to make a decision here is you. Do you think if you got married to her, 5 years down the line, 1 year down the line, the feeling's gonna come back?
Well, I think so. I know that she's my wife now. Now I have to do my duty. I have to perform my duty.
So you see, duty is something. Love is something else. Duty, like paying bills and showing up on your bed for that area of your responsibility and maybe helping in the kitchen. Sorry. Being in the kitchen, whatever else you think you have to do to make that relationship work, doesn't bring about love.
So then what to do now? That is why
I can tell you what to do.
Tell me what to do now.
About your own life. Then I have two lives and you have none. If I have to... I mean,
I confess now.
I agree. Look,
now.
So I'm putting it
help
back.
Me out.
Okay,
help
you know what? Give me your account number. Give me all the money in your account. You're not going to do that. So wait, I'm saying that. Wait, what are you calling? Wait, I'm saying that because it is your life, you cannot escape the questions, the hurdle, or the complexities of your life's realities. You must be able to face it and answer those questions yourself. What I can do, however, is kind of see how better I can simplify that reality so that you can choose yourself. You must choose yourself.
Okay, see what happened now. Now, I have not this lady for long, okay? Fine. You know, this kind of thing they used to say, you know, somebody is and that, you can't leave her, you know, she has waited for you, you know, that's and this, you know? That is the problem I have with her now. Seriously, that is the problem I have.
So now, we have established a problem. One problem is society says she has been following you like fly all these years, so now you must marry her. One. Two, since she has been there waiting for you, maybe you even promised her marriage one time. Now the time has come. You want to be wicked to her. You have to face that reality and also face the reality of I'm not in love with her.
See Joyce, don't be safe on me. You know, sometimes, let me tell you something goes here. You know, when man is coming up, you know, sometimes some kind of life he live in the past.
Yeah.
You don't know that it's wrong life, okay?
Yeah.
And when you're growing up, it needs to mature, to understand what life all about, okay? And some kind of thing, kind of your past life, really regret.
Uh-huh.
What guys do, so, you know, some like guys say something like this for the past, those kind of things.
I agree.
You know, so you need to realize, so now, I have realized my mistake. I have realized that if I knew that this kind of thing will happen, I would not be, you know, sometimes it would be a cause of something I'd be singing chorus, you know, sort of thing, no?
Yeah.
After much more, it's just
our wife.
God, I say something like this, you know, sort of thing, no? So, that's the issue.
Okay,
that's
good.
The problem.
Good. So, here now, you have to choose between. So, now there's a damage already. Anyhow you swing, there's going to be damage. So, here you have to choose the least damage. You have to choose. What will I do now that brings about the least damage to this person? You have to be able to consider what you're going to... Look, there's no way you're going to do it. She's going to hurt. Because if you get married to her, because you don't love her, you're going to falter in that emotional area of her life. And even in your life, because here you have to contend with somebody... I mean, you're living with somebody you don't love. And then she's expecting some emotional response from you and she's not getting it. And it's not science. Is that it's not there. So, anyhow you slice it, you leave her today is going to hurt her. But I would think that it's better she hurts today than she hurts 10 years from now. When you're saying, this thing is not working, you know, I'm dating one, you know, Basira in Shomolu or VI or Lekki or Agege. And then she gets hurt that, one, you don't love her, two, you're cheating on her, and she's wasted 10 years with you. Maybe it's more. Maybe she's been with you 7 years already. Then you get married to her. Then both of you adjust your realities like frogs in hot water. And then you wake up one day and the thing is just ripped apart. You can't deny the obvious anymore. But then that's 17 years gone. So let's lose 7 years and save the 10.
I'm confused. I don't know if I'm confused.
So the problem, the only reason you're confused is because you're choosing to not take responsibility and carry out an action. To choose what you will do. That's the only reason you're confused. It's not even my life, and it's really simple. It's not confused. You don't want to hurt her because you feel... Okay, do you want to marry her? Would you like to be married to her?
For me,
of course it's for you. Is it for me?
I don't see. For me, I would like to make another choice because you know, somebody
good.
Don't have feelings.
It's fine. You don't
somebody
have feelings.
Don't have feelings for
I'm
her.
Actually, if you want to marry her, you said you'd like to make another choice. That's established. So, what is your concern making that? What is the consequence of that choice? If you choose somebody else, what's the consequence of that singular action?
But what?
That's you.
That is the problem I called myself. I have to face it now. I called it problem as well. No, so let me face the world of myself. No problem. I will. I think this year I will see her parents, and then we'll start life from there. You know, I still believe God gave me the grace to.
You are lying. You would do that to her. You would do that to her deliberately. You would avoid facing the actions of your past and just make another bigger mistake. That's exactly what you're saying. You'll make a greater mistake than the one you've done already.
Wait.
If you tell her that you don't want to be married to her, what I'm saying explicitly is that it is better that she goes and finds a man who can love her. A man she would love. Than you marrying her and both of you would always have that friction because there's no love. So you're choosing to stack up on your past error another error. Okay. You need time to think about it, but you cannot be unafraid of the consequences of your actions. That's why you have to be careful before you do the actions. And then again, you have said that you realize you made mistakes in the past. So you cannot say, yes, I made mistakes in the past, but I don't know how to, let me just keep making mistakes. So you have to understand that if you are coming to VI from Ikorodu, and at some points you were supposed to make a left turn, to make another left turn to connect you to Third Mainland Bridge, but instead you went straight. Until you find how to correct that thing, you probably are going to lose track of where you're supposed to be. Something like that. Do you get what I'm saying? If you're supposed to go left, you went straight. You have to go and turn, come back to make that left turn. If you keep going straight, it's error through and through. I think so.
I think so.
All right.
I need
to get paid a little bit more. Thank you very much for calling. This is some serious therapy work and a psychologist work as well. I'm not your therapist. I wish I could escape this. The Sunny Side. Hello. Turn off your radio.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Yeah, please, I called before. You said I should call by 1 o'clock. I wanted to tell you about the leper.
Wait. Let me give you. Are you on Twitter?
No, I'm on the WhatsApp.
You're on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Why do you call your WhatsApp? Wait. Not that it's necessary. Public Complaints Commission. I want you to send him a message, all right?
Yes.
Do you have a pen there? Let me give you a number to call.
Well, okay. Yeah, you can give me.
Okay. 081. So hold on, just confirm it. 081-31-29-7487. Public Complaints Commission.
01.
Mm-hmm.
081-31-29-7487.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I feel like screaming. Hello. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Hello, welcome. Sorry about that. Hello, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon, welcome.
I'd like to remain anonymous. I want to respond to the last caller, the guy that said he wants to marry the girl.
Okay. Yeah. Real quick, turn off something. Turn off your radio. Turn off something. We're getting the feedback there. That's a little.
Yeah, it's my radio is off. I'm actually in the car. My radio is off.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I've been in his shoe before. I want to advise him. Since he's talking about he likes to make another choice, I want to advise him. There's no point moving on. If you try to marry that girl, or if he marries the girl, there's not going to be peace. So what's the point living in bondage forever? Marriage is forever. There's a way you can go about it. Irrespective of what they've done together, whether or not they've that's the worst that can happen. It's still better they don't get married. See, relationship is about knowing about your compatibility. It's about knowing whether or not you are compatible to get married. Now you find that both of you are not compatible. You are a man, you fully go into yourself. You said, okay, no, this girl, I can't marry her. If I marry her, they'll be a problem. Why not turn back and look for someone else?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. So you can choose between, in a situation where there are two evils, you choose the lesser one. I mean, there is the option of where you remove yourself out of the equation totally, so you don't have to make the choice. But if you must make a choice, then you choose the lesser one. Chances are, if it's less, if it causes less destruction, then maybe that is not too much of a price to pay. So I feel you can have a conversation. That's what you must do. Even have a conversation with her. Explain to her how you feel and let her know that this is not necessarily to spite her or to hurt her, and that it would be better for her to move on. At least her chances at exploring the world of 7 billion people says she might find someone who is better for her than you are, who she can love, who would love her, and she doesn't have to live her life in the misery brought on to her deliberately by your poor decision. So if you move on with this decision, one, it is poor. It doesn't save you anything. You're practically just with your eyes open and with human conviction walking into hell. I mean, it makes for good radio content, but it stresses me out when I have to talk about the obvious more than once, you know. So that's what I would like for you to consider, that you can't stack error on error. You create more problems. And so this is how problem works. One problem, you fix it. One cancels one, yeah? Or you don't fix it. One becomes two. Two becomes four. Four becomes eight. Eight becomes 16. Off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.